today's contestants, an associate director of social media from Cincinnati, Ohio, Ryan Winstrup Moore. A private tour company owner from Kapolei, Hawaii, Joshua Zweiger. And our returning champion, a graduate student from Santa Monica, California, Sarah Ferviera, whose today cash winnings total $52,402. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Hi, folks. Two big paydays in a row this week on Jeopardy. Joshua and Ryan, that's a good sign, I think, for you guys. Pick up your signaling devices. You have to go to work right now in the Jeopardy round. Today, you're dealing with these categories, starting off with the World Almanac for 2020. Next, state's big employers, followed by train of thought, a little alliteration, and then Monroe Doctrine. Sarah, off you go.
Train of thought for 200.
Taking over operation of intercity trains in 1971, it's also known as the National Railroad Passenger Corporation. Joshua.
What is Amtrak?
Yes.
World Almanac for 200?
Approved 2020 names for these in the Eastern North Pacific include Fausto, Yolanda, and Zeke. Ryan?
What are hurricanes?
Yeah.
I'll take sick with almanac for 400, please.
In 2017, 19% of U.S. high school students experienced this type of intimidation by peers while on school property. Sarah.
What is bullying?
Yes.
World Almanac 600.
The results are in for the 2019 NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. Texas Tech lost in overtime to this school's Cavaliers. Joshua.
What is the University of Kentucky?
Nope. Ryan?
Who is Virginia?
That's it, yes.
I'll take World Almanac for 800, please.
Both male and female Americans will celebrate the August 2020 100th anniversary of this amendment to the Constitution. Joshua.
What is the 19th Amendment?
That's it.
Almanac for 1,000.
In 1950, the United States manufactured more than 75% of the world's these. In 2018, 12%. Joshua.
What are cars?
Yep.
Employers for 800.
More than 35,000 folks in New Jersey work at Wakefern, a co-op with about 350 of these, including ShopRite. Ryan?
What are convenience stores?
No. Sarah?
What are gas stations?
Nope. What are supermarkets? Grocery stores? Joshua, back to you.
Employers 1,000.
The hospital system of this university, known for its School of Medicine, employs 31,000 Marylanders. Joshua.
What is Johns Hopkins?
Yes.
Alliteration 800.
Randomly selected anonymous gift-giving tradition among an office's employees during the holidays. Sarah.
What is Secret Santa?
Yeah.
A little alliteration 200.
A display of anger thrown by a child. Joshua?
What is temper tantrum?
That's it.
Alliteration 600.
A car that uses a great deal of fuel. Ryan?
Was it gas guzzler?
Good.
Alliteration for 1,000, please.
In 1922 London, over 50 companies were making this mechanical and musical wonder with no fingers on the keys. Joshua?
What are music boxes?
Oh. No. Sarah.
What are player pianos?
That's the alliterative term.
Train of thought 400.
2.8 million cubic yards were excavated to build this New York City train station, opened in 1913. Sarah?
Is Grand Central?
You are right.
Doctrine for 200.
Despite the name, patients don't need to be on a mattress to benefit from this soothing two-word doctor demeanor. Joshua?
What is bedside manner?
Correct.
Monroe, 800.
The JMO Doctrine said the Americas are not to be subjects for this type of settlement by European powers. Ryan.
Was colonization?
Yes, that's it. Hang on just a second. I know you're eager to continue because you came up with a correct response. But we have to take a break, which we are going to do right now. Ryan Winstrup Moore is from the Queen City, Cincinnati, Ohio. When we introduced you, Ryan, I noticed two letters below your first name here. What do those signify, C and D?
Those are my children, Callum and Ailey.
Okay, you got them in. You mentioned them. You spent some time in Scotland, a beautiful place.
Yes, I lived in Glasgow for 11 years. My husband is Scottish, so we did the back and forth thing for a while, and then I applied to graduate school there, got married, had babies. So the story goes.
And now you live in Cincinnati.
Yes, I'm back in Cincinnati.
All right. Joshua Schweiger from Kapolei?
Yes, Kapolei.
Kapolei, Hawaii. Once worked as a color commentator on a sport you didn't know anything about.
I love to play sports. I'll play any sport there is, but I don't watch a lot of sports.
Uh-huh.
So I got called in to be a commentator for an amateur roller hockey league. And my commentary would be something like, number 7 has the puck. He passes it to 13. 13 does something. I don't know what it was, but it looked impressive.
I'm sure it was. All right. Sarah Frontera from Santa Monica. This young lady is not only very bright, she has an interesting pastime, crocheting. What do you crochet?
I can only make rectangles and squares. So I can't crochet anything in the round, which kind of eliminates the possibility.
So a square doily is something that you'd be really good at.
A lot of pot holders, a lot of scarves.
Okay.
That's about it.
I know where to go when I need one of those. Let's get back into this first round of play. Ryan has command of the board right now, so she makes our next selection.
Sorry. Let's go to a little alliteration. 400, please.
4 o'clock or so, when Earl Grey is traditionally served. Joshua?
What is tea time?
Tea time, yes.
Train of thought, 600.
Answer, daily double. You're in the lead. Close game.
Let's do a true daily double.
All right, for 4,400 if you are correct. Here is the clue. In 1977, after decades of dwindling ridership, this luxury train was discontinued. Or was it murdered?
What is the Orient Express?
You are right. It is now back in service, by the way. I'm doing very well. Go again.
Monroe for 200.
At 16, James Monroe entered this college named for two royals, but left after 2 years to fight in the Revolution. Joshua.
What is William and Mary?
Yes.
Doctrine, 400.
This medical oath, named for a Greek physician, does not explicitly say, first, do no harm, but advocates doing no harm. Ryan.
Was it Hippocratic?
Yes.
Doctrine 600, please.
This French word refers to a way in which doctors prioritize patients. Joshua?
What is triage?
That's the word.
Doctrine 800?
Doctors should protect this 15-letter bond with the patient, ensuring that personal details are kept secret. Joshua?
What is doctor-patient confidentiality?
Yep.
Doctrine for 1,000.
What a gas. This type of doctor specializes in the stomach, the intestines, and their ailments. Sarah?
What is a gastroenterologist?
Correct.
Monroe, 400.
When Monroe passed away in 1831, he became the third president to give up the ghost on this date. Joshua?
What is July 4th?
Correct.
Monroe, 600.
Lieutenant Monroe crossed the Delaware with Washington to fight in the battle of this now New Jersey capital and got a near-fatal wound. Sarah.
What is Trenton?
Yes, less than a minute now.
Monroe, 1,000.
Though he wrote against slavery, Monroe freed only one of his own slaves and went along with the 1820 deal admitting this slave state. Sarah.
What is Missouri?
Correct.
Train of thought, 1,000.
Trouble ahead, trouble behind. This Cannonball Express engineer and folk hero sacrificed himself in a crash in 1900 to save many lives. Sarah.
Who's John Henry?
Nope. Joshua.
Who is Casey Jones?
He's the one.
800, train of thought.
In 1904, this route was finished but ran through Manchuria. A new route through Russian territory alone was completed 12 years later. Sarah.
Is Trans-Siberian?
Correct.
States, 600.
About 3 million people live in this state. 51,000 work for MGM Resorts International. Sarah.
What is Las Vegas?
Nope.
Nevada.
Ryan.
What is Nevada?
Yeah, she corrected herself too late. But that's okay. She's in second place right now. And Ryan, you get to go first in the double Jeopardy round following these numbers. All right. right, Ryan, I know you're ready, so we're going to reveal the categories for this Double Jeopardy round. You get to pick first, of course. The first category is called synopsis. Interesting spelling, isn't it? Followed by places, colorful pop culture animals. What's your area? Letterman, and finally, petty rhymes. Each correct response will rhyme with the word petty. Start us.
Colorful pop culture animals for 400.
Michael Sheen voiced this bunny in Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland. Sarah.
What is the white rabbit?
Yes, that's a colorful animal.
Animals 800.
At Acme Labs, this cartoon rodent pairs with the brain to attempt world domination. Sarah.
Who is Pinky?
Good.
Animals 1200.
Gray Wind was the name of one of these that belonged to Robb Stark on Game of Thrones. Joshua?
What is a wolf?
Yes.
1600 colorful animals.
Chris Pratt's beta raptor from Jurassic World was named this, like the coloration on its skin. And that would be blue. Back to you, Joshua.
Colorful animals 2000.
In a 1994 film, Alan Cumming voiced this title horse. A colorful animal this time? Black Beauty. Joshua.
Synopsis for 1200.
Hester Prynne wears a scarlet A, which stands for this sin that she's committed. Joshua?
What is adultery?
You got it.
Synopsis 1600.
Way too proud of his visage, this man in a wild tale sells his soul for eternal youth. Sarah?
Who's Dorian Gray?
He's the one.
2000 for synopsis.
A priest and a greedy doctor are but a few of the obstacles the young diver Kino must overcome in this Steinbeck tale. Sarah?
What is the pearl?
You got it.
800, synopsis.
In a Geoffrey Eugenides novel, each of the lovely Lisbon sisters commits this, which a priest in the book calls a mortal sin. They each commit suicide. Sarah?
A synopsis 400.
Augustus Gloop gets evicted from this man's candy factory because his gluttony has gotten the best of him. Ryan.
Who is Willy Wonka?
He's the one.
Can I do what's the area for 400, please?
This word refers to an area covered by a police station. Ed McBain wrote about the 87th one. Sarah.
What is a precinct?
Yes.
Area 800.
The region of a country that grows a lot of grain is called this. Also a slang term for a person's stomach. Sarah.
What is a breadbasket?
Yeah.
Area 1200.
It's the five-letter word for the central part of a cricket field that's between the wickets. Sarah?
What is a pitch?
Pitch is right, yes.
Area 1600.
Answer. First of the Daily Doubles. And you have moved into the lead.
I'll do 2000.
All right. This central part of a Christian church is where the worshipers sit. The altar is for the clergy.
What is the nave?
Once again, you guessed right. Way to go.
Okay. Area for 2000.
Latin for run together gives us this word for a large open area where crowds gather, as in an airport or a train station. Sarah.
What is a terminal?
Nope. Joshua.
What is a concourse?
Yes, and that puts you in the lead now.
Letterman for 400.
A. In Genesis chapter 20, verse 2, he says his wife is his sister. Joshua.
It was Abraham.
Correct.
Letterman 1600.
D. This German died in 1900, a quarter century before his firm merged with that of Carl Benz. Joshua.
It was Daimler.
Yes.
Letterman 2000.
E. His elements says a line is a length without breadth. Sarah.
With Euclid.
Good.
Letterman 12.
C. Giacomo was the first name of this 18th century man whose history of my life recounts his many amores. Joshua.
It was Casanova.
Casanova. Correct.
Petty rhyme 1600.
Using a pot of the same name, it's the ritual cleaning of the nasal sinuses. Ryan?
Was a neti pot?
Yep.
Petty rhymes 400.
Perspiring. Joshua?
What is sweaty?
Good.
Petty rhymes 2000.
NASA acronym for alien seeking. Joshua?
What is SETI?
Good.
Places 1600.
Answer there. The other Daily Double, and you have forged close to a $5,000 lead.
$6,000.
All right, here is the clue. The 33-mile Saigon undersea tunnel links these two major islands that both begin with the same letter.
What are Honshu and Hokkaido?
You got them both. All right.
Place is 400.
Russia's 1,700-foot deep Mir mine, one of the largest man-made holes in the world, has produced millions of carats of these. Sarah.
Or diamonds?
Yes.
Place is 2,000.
Sweet. This South American judicial capital lies at 9,000 feet on the Kirpinchaca River. Joshua.
What is Sucre?
Good.
Place is 800.
The opera ain't over until you get to Bayreuth, Germany, and its periodic festivals celebrating this composer's work. Sarah.
Who's Wagner?
Good.
1,200 for places.
The grapes for the wine known as Lacrima Christi, Tears of Christ, are grown on the slopes of this volcano. Sarah.
It's Vesuvius?
Good.
Petty rhymes, 1,200.
Rubble or boop? Joshua.
What is Betty?
Yeah.
Petty rhymes, 800.
Festive paper pieces that are tossed in the air. Joshua?
What is confetti?
Good, and now the last clue. B, this tasty Elizabethan courtier pioneered inductive reasoning in Novum Organum. Sarah?
Who's Bacon?
Francis Bacon, right you are. 16,000, your total. Joshua in the lead, a big lead. Here comes Final Jeopardy players. 21st Century Oscar winners. We'll reveal the clue in a moment.
Baltimore police say this man is lying.
Yeah, we did have an argument, but I didn't think it was her.
First on Fox, he defends his story. The shocking investigation into the attack that's left him scarred for life.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
In this Geico sequel ad, the truth catches up with this storybook character. Who is Pinocchio? Vote for your favorite Geico sequel at geico.com/sequels.
Good category for final. We're not that far into the 21st century. 21st century Oscar winners, players. Here's your clue. This man won Best Supporting Actor twice, both for films that won Best Picture. 30 seconds. Good luck. Was a tough one. Would have been tough if you'd come up with the correct response just spelling the man's name. We're going to you first, Ryan. Let's see what you wrote down. Anything good? Who is
Colin Moore? It's not. It's my husband. It's not him.
Frankly, I'm surprised it's not your husband. Let's take a look at what it cost you. $400, that drops you down to $4,000. Let's go to our champion, Sarah. One big, 2 days in a row. She had $16,000 going into final today, and she came up with Ryan Gosling.